welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, we're glad that you've joined us this week on the broadcast, and we want to pick up our study where we left off last time in John chapter 1, verse number 33. And I knew him not, John says, but he that sent me to baptize with water, that is God the Father, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. We pointed out last time that God the Father, who called John the Baptist to be a minister, the forerunner of Christ, as prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures, he has given instruction to John that John might know how to identify the Messiah, the one that he's been preaching about, the one that he has said, there's one that comes after me that is preferred before me, as we saw last time in the same passage. He says he is preferred before me because he was before me. John is given an indication, an instruction by God the Father on how to find this one, how to note him, how to know who he is. The Lord Jesus Christ coming meek and lowly, of no reputation, there would be nothing about him that John would be able to recognize him physically. It says in Isaiah, the scripture bears out clearly that there's no beauty that we should desire the Lord Jesus Christ. These pictures that are conjured up of making the Lord Jesus Christ to be a handsome man and blue-eyed and long flowing locks and all that, it's just not true. The Lord Jesus Christ, he was a man that was just the same. He was the same as others. He just blended into the crowd until he opened his mouth. And we know that the scripture bears that out, and we'll see some of that as we go through this book. I want to read something to you here in Matthew chapter 3, just about this account of the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ and how we see the sanction of the Godhead, the Trinity, in this baptism. It tells us about the importance of baptism. Even though baptism is not the means by which salvation comes, that is through by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone and his power to save, as John indicated and was told by the Father, it is the Lord Jesus Christ that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that saves sinners. Now, we see here this account in Matthew chapter 3, verse number 13. Then come Jesus from Galilee, that province that is up north of Judea, that province that is north of Judah, that province that's north of Samaria, up there in northern Palestine. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, the Jordan River, down there east of Jerusalem, over where John is baptizing. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Why? Because of what John testified there in John chapter 1, as we saw last time, he that sent me to baptize with water. John is the one that has been sent to baptize. None other has been sent. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? John says, wait a minute. If it needs to be in any way, you need to baptize me. You should baptize me. You are one that's greater than I. But it's, the scripture goes on to say, and Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus Christ says, John, it's to be this way. I'm to come to you for baptism. You have been given baptism of the Father, and that has been given to you. It's been ordained of God for you to baptize, preaching of me coming. And now, to fulfill righteousness, the will of God, I am to be baptized of you. Did the Lord Jesus Christ need to be baptized? No. In no way, no whit. Did the Lord Jesus Christ need to be saved? No. He's God Almighty. He's perfect. He's righteous. He is sinless. He is impeccable. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ, by example, and by those things that he's going to show in the building of his church, he is going to the authority that God has given for baptism, and he is being baptized. He is submitting to that so that he might have that authority transferred unto him. And then he, in John chapter 3, we'll see it evidently shown there in John chapter 3 and John chapter 4, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, will give that authority of baptism to his church, the church that he builds out of those ones that he calls in that day. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Suffer it so to be so now," in Matthew 3:15, "for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." This is the way it's to be, John. You are to baptize me. Then he suffered him, the scripture says. Then he suffered him. John went ahead and baptized him. Listen to the sanction of the Lord that's indicated, that the sanction of God Almighty, the Trinity, that's evidenced here at the Lord Jesus Christ baptism. The Lord Jesus Christ has not baptized himself. He's not indicated to one of his disciples to baptize him. He has not found some other means by which to be baptized, but the Lord Jesus Christ has gone some 60 miles, a distance to cover in a day, in that day was much harder than you and I can cover 60 miles in this day. We don't think much about driving 60 miles. We just hop in our car and our truck and drive it. Hour and 15 minutes, we can be some 60 miles away, and we don't really think much of it. But in that day, the Lord Jesus Christ walked, or rode a donkey, and to travel 60 miles took some effort. And Jesus, when he was baptized, Matthew 3:16, went up straightway out of the water. And so the indication here is immersion. There's no baptism in any other way. The scripture doesn't bear out baptism by any other way than immersion. When he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Here we see the sanction of the Godhead, the Trinity. God Almighty, and represented unto us in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. The Son went some 60 miles to be baptized of John the Baptist, the one given authority to do so. God the Father speaks from heaven and says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then the Spirit of God descends from heaven like a dove and abides on the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't baptism important? It surely is. Is it ordained and sanctioned by God? It indeed is. Is that sanction manifested by the three persons of the Godhead, the Trinity? Indeed it is. Jesus went a distance, a great distance, to be baptized by the one that had authority to baptize. God the Father speaks from heaven in the midst of those there, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then the Spirit of God descends like a dove and abides on the Lord Jesus Christ. These things have never happened before. This administering of baptism is a new thing. And this sanction of the Godhead upon this baptism gives us an indication that baptism is very, very important. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, is leaving us an example. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't need salvation, but he gives this example to sinners who are saved that they should be baptized. Baptism being a token, a symbol, a sign to show what has happened in the heart and the soul of the sinner that has been saved. Yes, I need Jesus Christ. The saved sinner indicates by submitting to scriptural baptism. They identify with Christ publicly before that church and before the world, that I need Jesus Christ to have died for me. I am that guilty, wicked sinner that needs the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and that suffering that he endured on the cross. I am a sinner. I am guilty. I needed Jesus to die for me, be buried, and raised from the dead. I need him. And I'm telling the world, I'm telling this church here that is ministering this baptism unto me, I am signifying to all that I need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of my soul. Does baptism a complete salvation? In no wise. Does it show what has happened in salvation? Yes, it does. Does it show the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in that sinner, bringing them to their showing them their great need as a sinner, making the Word of God have power and effect, opening their eyes that they can see? Baptism shows that they have been changed, that they have been saved by God, that they have been visited by the Holy Spirit of God, that they are no longer theirs, but they are the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see that evidenced here, and we wanted to point that out. Back in John chapter 1, verse number 33, "And I knew him not," John says, "but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." The same is he which saveth is what John is saying there. Verse 34, "And I saw and bear record that this is the Son," capital S, "this is the Son of God." John the Baptist says, "I'm going on the record that this is the Son of God. I want it noted and written down that the Father, the God that has sent me, God Almighty, the God the Father has indicated unto me that the things that would come about and the things that I would see on this one that is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit of God. I'm telling you, this man fulfills the requirement. This man is the Son of God." He wants to go on the record as saying that. He wants it to go on the record that he's given this testimony of it. How about you? Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ as the only hope that you have? Do you realize that you're a sinner, guilty and condemned before God? It's our nature, folks. It's the way it is with each and every one of us. We're all in the same boat. There's not a one of us that is better than another. We're wicked, guilty sinners before God, and we need a Savior. The only one that is a Savior is God the Son, who came down and became a man. He came down and became a man. Oh, how it's so hard for us to comprehend that God, who is eternal, could come down and become flesh. But that's what the Scriptures told us. That's what this chapter is revealed unto us. Did the Lord Jesus Christ, did he come and do these things for you? Do you see that you're a wicked, guilty sinner before God? And will you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that his death, his burial, his resurrection, that it's good enough, that it fits the bill for the debt of sin that you owe, and that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary there, that it is powerful enough to wash your sins away, make you white as snow, and give you everlasting life? Will you repent? Will you believe? We pray that you will. And we bring you the word of the Lord, that you might see Jesus Christ and him alone precious to the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. A farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.